Tonight on CBS, two of TV's most successful writer-producers, Diane English of Murphy Brown and Linda Bloodworth Thomason of Designing Women, unveil new sitcoms featuring co-stars of those hits. TV critic David Bianculli has these reviews.
Both of these new shows are examples of TV détente, in which actors who walked away from their previous shows after fights with the producers have kissed and made up and been rewarded with new shows of their own. Last season, Robert Pastorelli, who played Eldon on Murphy Brown, left that show over a salary dispute. But he and Diane English made up, and she turned around and created Double Rush, a new series in which he stars as Johnny Verona, the owner of a Manhattan messenger service. The season before that, Delta Burke quit Designing Women and struck off on her own. But after last season's sitcom named Delta flopped, she and Linda Bloodworth Thomason buried the hatchet, revived Burke's Designing Women character of Suzanne Sugarbaker, and sent Suzanne to Washington as a first-term member of Congress in the new sitcom Women of the House. Linda Bloodworth Thomason is such good friends with Bill Clinton that she and husband Harry Thomason made Clinton's film biography for the 1992 Democratic Convention. She's also a funnier writer than Diane English, so you'd expect Women of the House to be the funnier of the two shows, as well as a very sharp political satire. But it isn't. Even with co-stars like Terry Garr and Valerie Mahaffey, Women of the House isn't very funny and doesn't hit any hard or new targets. And when Delta Burke, as Suzanne Sugarbaker, takes the podium to address Congress and defend her politically incorrect actions, what should be a terrific scene turns out to be a soporific.
So I guess you could say I'm a little bit different. But from what I know about history, which is not a lot, that's what being an American is all about. The right to be different, to think differently, act differently, and say different things. Kind of like Jimmy Stewart in that Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. I mean, maybe you people here have forgotten what it's like to be different. To not run around in a little herd, reading all the same newspapers and talking to all the same people at all the same dinner parties and trying so damn hard to impress each other. And then you book yourselves on those, what do you call those things? Journalistic round tables so that you can sit around and talk about the gossip that you yourselves have been spreading. Like Mr. Smith said, if only you thought as much about being honest as you do about being smart.
Double Rush, with Pastorelli as an almost successful rock musician who runs a bicycle messenger firm, is a lot like Taxi on two wheels. Just like Corinne Borer as Zoe, an Ivy League graduate who drops in and never leaves, is a lot like Shelley Long's Diane Chambers from Cheers. But stealing from the best isn't necessarily a bad thing in TV. Not if you can find your own voice and invest your own energy. Double Rush does. The pilot isn't anything outstanding, but the characters it introduces have a lot more flair and life than the usual ones populating CBS sitcoms these days. I particularly like Sam Loyd as Barkley the dispatcher. Where Louis De Palmer, the cab dispatcher on Taxi, was rude to everybody, Barkley is nice to everybody, whether he's dealing with a customer on the phone or with Zoe in person. Nice is good, but he's also very deliberate and slow, which in a messenger company is kind of a liability. It is, however, pretty funny.
Excuse me.
The messenger should be there any minute, sir. Time, of course, being a relative thing.
I said, excuse me.
Please hold.
I need this portfolio to get uptown right away. It's urgent. It has to be at this address in 15 minutes. My whole career depends on it.
Your whole career depends on one delivery? Now, how exactly did you let things get to this point?
Resolve that in 2 years with my therapist, so I doubt if we'll have an answer today.
Double Rush I have hopes for, although its first three episodes rank no better than slightly above average. That's a lot better, though, than the first two installments of Women of the House, which would have to improve a lot to reach average. Women of the House doesn't deliver. Double Rush does deliver, in more than one sense of the word.
David Bianculli is TV critic for The New York Daily News. I'm Terry Gross.